A new experience for the Vikings practicing against the Bengals at training camp, but an old friend is joining us right now. It's Peter King of the Monday Morning Quarterback.
So how long has it been since the Vikings practiced against somebody?
Well, we practiced against the Chiefs in 2007. It was a home-and-home, Mankato to River Falls and back in two consecutive days. The year before, we signed Jared Allen, who came or traded for Jared Allen. That was the next year in 2008, so it's been a while.
You know, I was in Latrobe yesterday at the Steelers, and the Lions were there, and I was shocked. The GM, Bob Quinn, was talking about they have not practiced against another team since 2000. Yeah. 16 years. And to me, there's nothing but an advantage here, you know, because it's a little bit different. It's a change of pace. And to me, what was so cool, I saw it here today, is probably one of the best plays I've seen on my camp tour. That Teddy Bridgewater throws a ball 32 yards in the air, and it very sweetly just flies over the outstretched hands of Pac-Man Jones, of Adam Jones, right into Diggs' hands. Ooh. And I said, that's a beautiful throw. And the fact that Adam Jones yelled an expletive at the, you know, when that play happened, just said to me, hey, it's on. You know, and very impressed today with Teddy Bridgewater, by the way.
Do you understand how excited Vikings Nation is right now after listening to you talk like that?
They should be excited. Why in the world shouldn't the Vikings play absolutely on the same level with the Green Bay Packers? Why? I mean, look, and obviously people are going to line up and they're just going to compare position by position. But honestly, you know, Aaron Rodgers against Teddy Bridgewater, everybody would take Aaron. You know that. But you got to play the games, too. Aaron Rodgers is coming off his worst season as a pro, and I'm not saying I would take Teddy Bridgewater or Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely, I wouldn't. But what I am saying is Teddy Bridgewater, you know, last year, I'd say right until the end of the season, you know, Teddy Bridgewater played very well last year. And everything, talking to Norv Turner after this practice and talking to a bunch of their guys, Mike Zimmer, you know, obviously he's having a really good camp, and people should be bullish on Teddy Bridgewater.
You know, Peter, you go around on your camp tour. I believe you started it with Green Bay, correct?
I did, yep.
Okay, so then you went to Latrobe, Pittsburgh Steelers. And here you are in Cincinnati. Teams, organizations with winning cultures. Yep. I think Mike Zimmer is really big on trying to build that in Minnesota. Do you get that sense?
See, Mike Zimmer, you know, I was just talking to Alex Boone, and I said, you know, the thing I like about Mike Zimmer, if I was a player, Mike Zimmer's a mongrel. You know, he's a fighter. He's just a, you know, he's a guy who everybody looks at and basically says, I want to play for that guy because he's me. He has to fight for everything. You know, he had to fight for this job. Nobody wanted to give him an NFL head coaching job. And he has it in the back of his head. You know, he's not going to say it. He's not going to be vengeful or anything like that. But he has it in the back of his head. Hey, somebody is going to hire a great coach when they hire me. And somebody has hired a great coach. And the Wolves did a smart thing. Rick Spielman did a really smart thing. And I think he's paying off. Of all the things this offseason that I was just happy for, simply because of the common decency of it, is Mike Zimmer getting a second contract. I think it's utterly fantastic. You know, how many coaches who get hired who weren't the marquee names that offseason? And Mike Zimmer has never been the marquee name. How many of those guys get a second shot? Not a lot. And he's gotten a shot, and now he's got a second shot. He got a second contract. And I just think that is what it's going to sound terribly corny. That's what life is about. You know, you get your chance. You may never get another chance, but you get your chance. And you work your rear end off, and if it works, great, and if not, you move on. But it's worked for Mike Zimmer, and it's worked for this organization.
Unfortunately, you didn't get a chance to get to Mankato for some Jake Stadium pizza or for Johnny B's. Right, but you're here to see the Vikings, so are we going to have some Vikings representation in the Monday Morning Quarterback on Monday? And if so, what are you going to be talking about?
I think there's a good chance I'm going to write about Bridgewater and just what I thought, because again, a lot of times I go to camps and I go watch things and I don't know what I'm going to write at the end of it. I don't know. I just, you know, yesterday I'm in Latrobe and I didn't know what I was going to write. And I watched the whole practice and I didn't really have anything to write. And then after practice, there's Antonio Brown with the jugs machine after everyone has gone. Antonio Brown caught 130 footballs from the jugs machine. And my whole attitude is maybe there's a reason why the sixth rounder from Central Michigan made it and made it big. And, I mean, who knows? A lot of people work hard. But I just think that sometimes you just have to observe. My observation today, I probably will write a few words about Teddy Bridgewater.
I have a prediction. I think your first appearance at U.S. Bank Stadium will be week four when the Vikings and Giants play on Monday Night Football.
Is that a Monday night? I got to go to that game. I got to go to that game.
Right.
I mean, unless the Red Sox are in the playoffs, I'll be at the game.
Well, that could happen, right?
It could, who knows?
All righty. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thank you. Paul Allen.